and you have something to say,
it's completely disgusting.
Say it here.
And what's going on in our political and social systems.
Duke and Doug on 980 AM and 100.5 FM.
KSVC. It's 8:19. The time. Good morning. 49 degrees. The temperature on a warm Wednesday. Hey, it is National Ag Day today and honoring hardworking farmers and ranchers. So for our text and topic, we wanted to focus on agriculture today and ask you, what about protecting our agricultural resources and food supply? We take for granted, we go to the grocery store, pick up an apple, pick up some agricultural products, and just take for granted that it's good. It's ready to go off the store shelf.
You know what? In a recent article, Utah loves its farmers, the local goods. Utah is bucking a national trend that actually shows interest in locally produced foods. The 2012 Census of Agriculture, the latest numbers available, says that farms in Utah with direct-to-consumer sales have increased from 1,500 to 1,800 in 2012. So obviously the local community is reaching out to the local farmers and ranchers.
People like the farmers markets, and we have several right here in central Utah that are small operations just like that. So
right.
So with National Ag Day today, we wanted to find out, what do you think? Is enough being done to protect our agricultural and food supply? We had a listener from Richfield respond, stating that we're not doing enough to protect our food and water resources. Biosecurity is a major concern when it comes to our food. We should all keep an eye out for things that are out of the ordinary and let someone know. Each year, law enforcement catch people trying to connect bioterrorism in the U.S. with our food.
So wow.
Not something you think about every day. But,
no, absolutely not. You know, I think about it. Some of the, I'm stuff to protect our agriculture and food supply.
What do you think? 612-0893-435, 612-0893. The question, do you think enough is being done to protect our agriculture and food supply? If not, what can be done? Duke and Doug, KSVC.
Listen up, all you farmers and ranchers. The state of Utah is inviting you to join in a fun project to honor the hard work you farmers and ranchers do every day to keep this country fed. It's called A Day in the Life of